Follow others, and you will never be followed. Follow others, and you will never be followed. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. Our instant inspiration today is follow others, and you will never be followed. Of course, it comes down to the point, who wants to be followed? Who wants to be followed? Who wants to have followers? People who have followers have the responsibility of the people who follow them. People who have followers have the need to take care of those people and make sure that they are a good role model for those people, and that they make sure the people have all the things that they need, whether it's health insurance or whether it's advice or whatever. And being a leader is not something that everyone should aspire to or really wants to aspire to. Do you want to be the mother, father for other people in the world? Do you want to be the person who is the guide for other people in the world? Unto thine own self be true, and thou canst be false to no man. When we can know ourselves and get on the ball, knowing ourselves and being ourselves, then we won't do it for anybody else's purpose. Now, you take some of the great men in the world, really great men, the great thinkers. Did they care if anyone followed what they said? They just said it and wrote it down. Socrates, of course, had his form in which he spoke to the students. But what did he want the students to do? Did he want the students to memorize the beautiful soliloquies that he gave them? Did he want the students to have all of the wonderful statements that he made in their mind eternally and base their life on it? 100% no. Socrates wanted one thing for his people. He wanted them to learn how to think for themselves. To think for themselves, to make up their own mind. Not just to take what the government says, or what the people say, or what the law says, or what they think God says, but what do they really think in their heart? Now, you say, that can get you in trouble. Well, it can. But be yourself and have fun. That's our motto here. That's our theme. And when you are yourself and have fun, you are often misunderstood. You are oftentimes thought to do things that you didn't do. I am probably one of the most misquoted people here in campus, on campus. People say, well, Herb said that, Herb said this, Herb said the other thing. And that's true, I did. Antiquity-wise, I said a lot of things. And today is a new day. When you are on your path, I say, now, do this three times a day, do this three times a day, do this three times a day. And then I'll say to you, okay, you have done your lesson three times a day. You are disciplined. Now I want you to speak your word and know that it is done. Like that. Just speak your word and know that it's done. Nothing more to do. Nothing more to say. You say, but you said three times, and you said this, and you said that. Yes, that's right. As you walk the path, as you're in the various grade levels, I work with you on those levels. And when you get to the point where I can tell you something deeper and more significant, I tell you. But be sure. Be very, 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 very sure. If you ever argue with me with what I tell you, you're not ready for that level. You're not ready for the level that I expected you to be ready for. Because if you argue, what you're saying is, you don't believe what I'm saying to you. You don't believe the concept of the content and so forth of what I'm saying to you. And I cannot teach you. I cannot share with you. Because all I'm doing is opening doors within you so that you'll say, yeah, I see. Yeah, That was always my opinion. You know, Sylvia's like that. It's always her opinion. And actually, that's not bad, but I'm not going to let her know that. It's always my opinion. It's always my opinion. That's what I thought. You see, I am not teaching you anything. I'm helping you reveal what's already within you. And so if you're going to be a leader, then you're going to have to tie their shoes. And you're going to have to hold the handkerchief on their nose. And you're going to have to wipe the smirch off their face. You're going to have to be the mama and the daddy and the sister and the brother and the aunt and the uncle, the whole shebang, and the grandma and the grandpa too. But you see, when you are yourself and you have fun, you are not beholden to anyone. You are no one's leader. No one's leader. No one's leader. Isn't that an interesting statement? People say, who's the leader of your group out there in Campo? And you say, well, Dr. Barley is the leader. And when did he become the leader? He started these things. He got these things going. But each person here is what?
Leader.
Each person is the leader, and really not the leader. Each person is themselves. They walk their own path. They walk it at their own speed. They walk it with their own enthusiasm, with their own delight and appreciation, each one alone. It has nothing to do with anybody else, not one little bit. But when you get your terminology mixed up, people don't know what you mean. And you have to be careful. You have to be careful. You see, you're your own leader. Are you your own leader, or are you your own revealer? Isn't that a nice word, huh? You're your own revealer. And no one can reveal what's in you except you. No one can reveal what's in me except me. So, you know, hey, be your own revealer. That's an interesting phrase we might consider using more often. We have used it in the past recently, but be your own revealer. You're revealing that which you already know. You're revealing that which already exists. You're revealing the allness. We're getting there, aren't we? You're revealing the isness, the oneness, the absolute, leaving off the. You're revealing absolute qualities. How wonderful that is. Oh, my goodness. You know? Follow others, and you'll never be followed. Follow yourself. Listen within. Pay attention to the divine inside of you, and watch the mysteries and the magic and the wonder all reveal itself to you, and realize how fantastic you are. Follow yourself. Follow yourself. Even little children, they want to follow me. And I say, no, you make up your own mind. I'll work with you, but you make up your own mind. I am not your daddy. I am not your leader. I am not your your scout leader or what have you. All I am is a revealer. We should have a degree, a revealing degree. A revealing degree. That would be kind of fun, wouldn't it? You are revealed. Of course, if you're revealed... You're cooked. You don't have to tell anybody, and nobody has to tell you. You know that. But that's a beautiful thing. Are you ready for this revealing situation? Are you ready to follow others and you'll never be followed?
No.
You're ready to do what?
To follow myself, my inner voice.
That's great. And what is a synonym for your name?
God.
Yeah, and Socrates too.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I don't think God is a synonym for your name. I think God is your name.
Yeah.
I think Socrates is a synonym for your name. Because you are teaching yourself to think for yourself, to act for yourself, to live for yourself, and be for yourself. And that is a wonderful thing to be. Okay, my loves. We have come to the conclusion that we do not follow others, and we do not want to be followed. We do not want to be our brother's keeper. We do not want to take the responsibility for anybody else's life. We have the responsibility, whether we like it or not, because we're their creator, but not in an outward sense, in an inward sense only. And so when we create in an inward sense, then it's us alone. So have a good, and enjoy yourself and be happy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. You've just heard Instant Inspiration. Thank you for listening.
This is Monk Ellen Yamini from the Absolute Monastery. My topic is, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's interesting, Dr. Bayle was just speaking of, we are not our brother's keeper, how I am tuned in my subject with him. Most interesting. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Has it ever happened to you that you went down the road and from far you saw somebody coming whom you really did not like too much and you wanted to avoid this person? Has never happened to you, no? Well, you are fantastic creators, because I don't think that anybody of us would like that somebody would like to avoid us. We are people who like ourselves. We are people who care for ourselves and our creation. So whenever we see somebody coming, a friend, and maybe not seen for a long time, we are happy to greet and give a big smile. And it's interesting because that happened once years ago to me, and I was told, you are a liar when you do this, when you avoid a friend and you just look in the other direction. Well, you see, we play the game of being human and say, oh, I don't lie. Oh, no, I'm always saying the truth. And yet we are playing these games constantly. Well, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I think most of the civilized world has directed itself to the service of others above anything else. In the past, we have been taught to first respect our parents and teachers, and then it came unto us. Now we really follow what Jesus said, love your neighbor like yourself. We really start first with ourselves, liking ourselves. Everything really starts with myself. And when I like myself and I do unto me all the most wonderful things, then automatically I'm doing them to others. I think this comes intuitively, instinctively, to do things first for myself. Let's take, for instance, an incident. Let's take somebody is in an incident with other people involved. Do you think that these people first care for the other people? It's in our instinct, it's our natural way to care for ourselves and feel fulfilled within ourselves and care for living.
Follow others and you will never be followed. Follow others, and you will never be followed.
This is Monk Ellen Yamini from the Absolute Monastery. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you is my title. It's quite a complex title, but let's repeat it again. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. It's a natural way that we first care for ourselves. This is born in us. Although it might have happened to you that you walk along the street, go down the street, and you see from far a friend whom you haven't seen for a long time, and you have no desire to meet this person. So you just look into the other direction and try to avoid the person. You think you would like to do that? Would you think that you would like somebody doing that to you? This is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Greeting the other person, giving the other person a smile, and sharing who you are with the other person. Who knows that this person perhaps just at that moment needed some caring words from you. Not that it needed it because do unto others as you would have them unto you, and they are depending on you, not depending on you, but that you care for them, that you send them a smile, that you speak the right words in the right moment to them. Most of the civilized world has directed itself to the service of others. This is what we have learned in the past. This is what traditional churches or religion teach, to care for our neighbors, and to feed the poor, to give to the needed ones. This is what we have been taught in the past. Well, how could we ever satisfy all the world when we are not satisfied from within, first of ourselves? What did Jesus teach? Jesus taught, love your neighbor like yourself. So everything starts really within myself. When I'm satisfied, when I'm fulfilled, when I'm happy within myself, when I feel wealthy and healthy and in balance with myself, all is okay. And like Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all will be done unto you. It's all done unto you when I first go within myself. And when I see myself in peace, all my world reflects this. And what greater gift could I ever give to my neighbor, to my friends, to my beloved, to all my creation in the world, than feeling one with them, not feeling them needing me or feeling in a direction by me. Each one is his or her own God. Each one is a divine fulfilled being. Each one knows who and what they are when we listen within, when we learn to follow our heart, when we learn to listen to the divine within. If we would take an incident, for instance, a train incident or an airplane or a car incident where many people are involved, would somebody care for the other person? We always care first for ourselves. This is just an intuitive and natural way to live for ourselves, to stand up for ourselves. And once maybe I'm safe, I would surely give somebody else a hand. But first, I care for myself. We have so many students and ministers who love to minister unto others. They love to run and care for the world of others and forgetting their own world, forgetting their own spiritual life, taking the time to meditate, taking the time to introspect, but running around maybe to hospitals and to the sick people, and coming home maybe tired with a consciousness filled of garbage. And they believe that they have done a fulfilling life. They have a fulfilling job. I believe that there is nothing more fulfilling than first to listen to myself and feel in balance and in peace with myself, and do unto others as I would have them do unto you. What would I like others do unto me? Respect me because I respect myself. Because if I'm waiting that the world respects and loves me, I'm waiting a long time. I'm wasting my time. But if I'm working on myself, on liking myself and knowing that all is in divine order and that I'm the creator of this fabulous life. The Father and I are one, says Jesus. First is my self-realization, self-dedication, the dedication to who I am. And my thoughts, my words, and my actions, that's on what I'm basing my life. That's my foundation for my life. It's my mirror, my world. My world is my reflection. Whatever I think of myself is what I see in my world. So when I believe that I have to help others, or that others have to help me, I have some work to do in my consciousness. Who do you think you are? Who do I think I am? When I know who I am, and then I know who the rest of the world is. And I know that I am the creator and the master of my world. I see this in all my world. And I can say I do unto others as I would have them do unto me. Because what I see in myself, I see in the world. And what the world sees in me is again what I see in myself. To not judge, but just to believe who I am, to just live in this consciousness of liking myself and being my happy self, this is the greatest gift I can give to myself and to the world. And so it is.